Let's call the January 7th regular meeting of Communications Committee to
I'm going down.
Okay. I got my iPad next to me, so I got the agenda here for a change. Comments from the public. Item two, you can comment now. You can comment during an item. Are there any comments or hands or chats? Anything, Amelia?
There are no comments, no chats.
Okay. Let's go on to item three, which is the website and social media review.
I looked at the numbers a little while ago, and while we're up in overall users by about 200 people in the month of December over November, interestingly, the numbers for Illinois and Oregon and are way through the roof. So I don't know how that works or why, but folks from Illinois and Oregon are interested in what we're doing here at the district in the month of December.
You know, I wonder if, and believe me, I'm getting more and more into this. If someone has posted an incorrect link that relates to something else and they live in Illinois, we're going to get these hits.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm not sure that's what really happened there, but it is quite possible. I'm you know, getting into this whole link thing big time.
I wonder how much of where my computer is registered versus where I'm visiting. So maybe I was just visiting Illinois over the holiday and it registered there. Mr. Gears has a comment. Maybe he can shed some light on this.
I suspect that somebody using a VPN, a virtual private network, they may be in California, but their private network is telling you that they're in Illinois or someplace like that.
Yeah, so, that could be too. Yes, you're right.
So you never really know.
Okay. But we do know that this should shed some light on everything. We were down a little bit here on page views. But of course, our number one page view is just that main page and employment opportunities. These all stayed the same with the exception of committee meetings came in number four and board meetings came in number five last month in November.
Okay.
Facebook, we were up 2% on our total post reaches. Page likes were actually up 400%, but when you look at a total of five page likes compared to 2.5, one last month. Post engagement's 14%. So Facebook is doing its job, and we had some more page followers this month, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm, you know, a lot of you know I'm engaged in this Scott Road petition at the moment. And in the course of 3.5 days, we've had almost 800 people sign that petition. And I'm learning a tremendous amount here, linking and sharing and all the stuff that I've never really bothered to learn how to do. But it's really when you look at it for the first time, seriously, the power of this thing is overwhelming. I mean, so with that, we can move on if there's nothing else on that item. Keeping track of current issues report.
Linda, do you want me to introduce this or do you want to?
No, you can.
So Linda and Amelia and I have been working on building a spreadsheet or a template to speak about the variety of issues that are not strictly related to like improvements or security or finance, but just kind of an overall look at the different things we're doing in the district and kind of who's responsible for it, like what area of the district's business it belongs into. And it's one of those things that can turn into a job all by itself If you want to take a list of the 50 things that we deal with every week or every month and start narrating where we're at with each one, you can end up having somebody assigned to just do that. And it's very similar to Amelia's role, where she's responsible for putting together all these committee meetings and board meetings. In the meantime, she gets a whole bunch of other assignments because she has a lot of capability. So we don't want to make this list sort of its own little monster of a work effort, but we still want to be able to have a document we can share amongst the interested parties about what we are working on. So it's sort of a delicate balance between providing information and creating a whole new job equivalent of somebody at the district to be responsible for maintaining. So, and that's kind of my introduction. Linda, go for it.
I just had one thing to say. The real sort of bottom line about this thing is that it is, as we have all discovered when we're trying to track down an issue or what happened to this, et cetera, the point of it is to really be able to find the information that you're looking for whether it's 2 weeks from now or 2 years from now. We have really no serious way of keeping track of anything that is not exactly related to things that Paul is keeping track of, or our security is keeping track of, like you said. So I think it's really important. What seems a little bit daunting now is just that we would like to start, or I would like to start, I don't know how everybody else feels, but I would like to start in June when there was a change in general manager, change in or June, July, change on the boards, so that, because a lot of that stuff that wasn't day-to-day stuff came up at that point in time. They were things that Mark Martin was working on, and we have not finished all of it. So that's my take on it. I don't want to make anybody have more work, but I do think it's if it's not this, figure out some other way of keeping track of these issues, because we are not doing that now. And I understand we have a lot going on, but I couldn't tell you what the outcome was on half of the things that we've been working on. So
yeah, and I think some of the stuff Linda's referring to is some of the things Mark was working on, the 670 FSA dissection of that whole complex agreement and who has to do what and when. There's some disputed billings out there for work that was done with development that we haven't done a lot of traction, haven't had a lot of traction on recently, just because of workload. And nobody imagined this COVID thing was going to stretch on so far. And so I'm in agreement with Linda. It's a good idea to put this on paper and to somehow have a format for us to be able to hand it over to somebody and say, aha, that's where we're at with that. Mm-hmm. So we made some progress, and it just got to look a little bit too daunting. So we kind of, I guess you'd call it, pump the brakes on it a little bit. And so this is kind of our update. Does that make sense, Linda?
Yes. We've gone through a couple of possibilities, and I'm not sure everybody is comfortable or ready to start this. Lately in the last week or so, my life has kind of just gotten very complicated, but for no particular reason than everyday stuff. But it's going to take time to put it together, basically.
So maybe we update again next month. Maybe we come next month with the template with the 20 items that we're kind of tracking at this time, and this is our update.
Yeah, it might be two things to think about. I don't know if these are good or not. You might actually want to, if you're going to do a report like this, you might want to started and maybe limited at some point, like it's tracking the top 20 items. Otherwise, like Tom said, you could have 100 items on the list. And once you get 100, the report is no longer valuable because it's overwhelming. Secondly, maybe it's chart-like where it's a current issue, like resolve CIA ditch issue. And you have something that reflects the status, like in improvements committee or ad hoc committee report or something, whatever it might be. And if you limit it maybe to 20 and insist that as something's complete, it goes off the list. I don't know if that's particularly the best idea, but it keeps the thing from becoming, you know, like an octopus.
We need to decide what we want to put on there. And right now, I think there's probably six or seven. Yeah. And it's really not really ever going to get, I hope not ever going to get that big, because otherwise the CSD is just going to blow up with that many issues or projects that we aren't, that we're tracking. Yeah. Thank you. So I'm less worried about the amount of, the number of issues or amount of projects, than I am about being able to put it in a format that is easily understandable and also easy enough to obtain any documents that are, or letters, you know, that type of thing, that are part of the project or the issue.
What you might want to do is, if we're gonna keep working on this, at some point when you're ready, whether it's next month or the month after, I think the next step would be to kind of come back with a draft,
what
it might look like. And once you're looking at the draft, you can massage that and go from there.
Yeah, we've got several actually at this point.
Yeah.
And I think probably one of the things to do is to take an issue or two, and maybe something that's finished that we want to keep track of and see that it's finished, fill in the blanks and use it as an example of what we'd like to see this become.
Okay.
Yeah, an example would be the recruitment for the accounting supervisor, because Tanya has let us know that she's going to be moving onto greener pastures in the near future. And that could be a simple project that has a start and a finish when we hire somebody in there.
Right.
They're sitting at the desk.
I don't think that.
Okay. Any hands, comments, questions?
No comments, no hands.
Okay, we will move to item 5, which is options for a Nextdoor account.
Ms. Butler does have a comment.
Go ahead.
Have an action. Action what? On this, Amelia and I, and probably Tom or Tim.
Yeah, Tim has been helping us with this, right. Kind of helping us to mold it.
We will come up with a date to work on this.
Yeah, there's your first item to put on the report.
What?
There's your first item to put on the report.
No.
Provide a report.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so you and I'll set a date to work on it. Perfect.
We'll talk to Tom.
Okay. And let's just go to Tom. Well, anyway, we'll work it out on behind the scenes.
Okay. Item 5, Nextdoor account.
So this is me. I'm happy to say that I've got some traction with the county. As you recall, Nextdoor has recently gone more public with their public access type system for like counties and districts and city to be able to use Nextdoor as a informational system to be able to post. And then everybody within a particular area can get this message. And for instance, where I live, Placer County Sheriff or Placer County will occasionally post things. It's not very often. It's like once a month at best. But Nextdoor's new program is that they're going to charge people and businesses or companies like ours $10,000 at a minimum for setting up the account and an annual maintenance agreement of $10,000. So they suggested we reach out to Sac County, and I have an appointment scheduled with the public information officer with Sac County, who seemed to be pretty amenable to the discussion of allowing Rancho Marietta to, I'm not going to make any commitment, but potentially talk about if we have something we want to post to be able to go through the county, or potentially even set up our own profile. They haven't done it with anybody outside of the county so far. They've got a couple county departments that are able to manage their own profile. But, you know, I'm going to be like a dog with a bone running this one and try to get it to where we can divide Rancho Marietta up into logical shape files, which is like you might take the whole South and the whole North and have a shape file for each of those areas and be able to post in the South or post in the North for things like road repair or draining Laguna Joaquin and stuff like that. So it's in government from Thanksgiving to now, it's really hard to get everybody on the same page because there's so many people try to fit their vacations in at this time of year. And with the back-to-back holidays on Friday, it was kind of really difficult for people to be at work. But I am happy to say I have an appointment scheduled with the PIO of this county, and I'm thinking we're going to move forward on that. I got my fingers crossed. Is there any questions?
No, I think that's great. I think that's a good idea.
We'll add it to the projects list.
Yeah, put them on item four. Yeah, in the draft chart. It kind of leads into the next item because it would be interesting to see. I went through the list of topics, and you guys know I do a lot of this stuff at home, and this is something I would really like, you know, in the community to publicize. I'm not sitting here insisting that, you know, anybody spend the time to do this, but I'm sure there are a lot of people in the community who would be interested in this.
So we're on to item number six, John.
We are, right. I should have said that. There you go.
Just try to follow along.
Yeah, me too. And there's some interesting webinars there, and I'd like to think about, you know, and it's a learning experience as well. How do we maximize the exposure of this information? You know, naturally it's a website item, but whether we carry that forward to Facebook or do something else, pipeline, I'd like to see, you know, how much traction we could get on this. And it's an interesting exercise with all the other outreach we're trying to do. That's, other than that, they look great. I mean, they really do.
Well, and for beginners, go ahead, Amelia.
I just want to say it is on the website already, but I can put it on Facebook. That's a piece of cake.
Right. And then we can advertise in the pipeline, the three webinars that are going to happen between now and when we do the next pipeline. So there's the event on February 25th. And if you scroll up a little bit, Amelia, so January 28th, there's one. February 4th, there's one. February 25th. And we can find a space in the pipeline, and maybe it goes in my general manager corner where we talk about this resource from the Regional Water Authority, for people to get online and just see a 1-hour webinar that's put on by, you know, you can see Sac Suburban Water District. A friend of mine is working there, the Sacramento Tree Foundation for tree pruning. So we got this in the mail, and I thought it was really a good informational item to put it onto this committee. And clearly there's some benefit if people want to have a little bit better, you know, current education or just see what other people are up to with.
Yeah.
They're trying to do.
I have two questions or two thoughts. Number one, make sure people understand that it doesn't cost anything.
No, good point.
And also, how do they get onto a webinar? Instructions.
Right.
Okay.
We can show it.
Okay. I'll write a little thing about it. Just click on the link and it'll walk you through it.
Yeah.
Perfect. And we'll make sure it works.
They may not know about what if their webinars and how they work.
So any other questions at this point on this?
I don't have any hands raised or any chats.
Okay.
Miss Butler's got something.
Go ahead.
I just think that this is really great that we're calling it this way, that this county is calling attention. This county is calling attention to the water situation because it hasn't gone away. And when we aren't measuring by the cup how much water we're using, we have a tendency as people to think everything's okay. And I think that this kind of stuff is very important to keep the water issues in front of the community and the general population.
Okay. Anything else on item 6?
I think that's all.
Okay, let's move on to item 7.
I've got a couple things I want to jump in first, if you don't mind, John.
Sure, no, absolutely, go ahead.
For the Scott Road petition, I think it would be beneficial if we were to ask the board to approve me issuing a formal letter from the district supporting the Scott Road work. And I would like to consider that this committee possibly requests that we take this to the board and get the board's commitment to that sort of communication. That's one. And then is there any discussion on that, or would you approve me at creating a board item to do that, John?
Well, yes, I kind of would. Thank you for suggesting it. Here's let me tell you as part of this, we have RMA has approved a letter. I have letters coming from Rancho North Properties, the Murrieta Inn. I have a letter coming from Stan Van Vleck. I have a letter coming from the Equestrian Center. We are in touch with Assemblyman Cooley, and of course Sue Frost has been with us all the way on this one, and actually sits on SACOG, which is going to pass judgment on our request for funding. So the staff at the connector, the guys actually building the road and submitting the proposal, has asked me if I will collect these letters, and I have some other individual focused letters from citizens because they want them included in the proposal packet. So this closes the loop on Rancho Murrieta government if we get one from CSD. So yes, thank you for asking. I'm definitely want to do that.
So we'll add an agenda item to the next board meeting then to get it really formal.
Okay.
I'm all about it.
Linda, what have you got? Anything?
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh wait. Yeah, that was, I get so excited about that. I forgot you had other stuff. Okay.
So in the form of communications, again, I let people know earlier that Tanya Perez, our accounting supervisor, is soon to be moving on to greener pastures. But on another note, and sort of been out there, that Jeff Werblum has been on leave for an extended amount of time. He's let us know, he informed us this week, or actually last Thursday, that his last day with the district will be January 13th. And Jeff has moved to Texas in the time that he's been on hiatus from our agency. And so best wishes to Jeff, and we're going to see what we're going to do about recruitment or replacement in the near future. And so I'm just kind of getting the word out there. I'll say something at this security meeting later on today.
Tom.
Yes.
The other issue that's involved in this, and maybe you're going to do this at security, is the idea of a different job description or some other way of approaching what we were doing in the past.
Well, and that's a discussion we need to have, Linda. It's when high level positions in government become vacant, it's very common to step back and analyze the structure of how the department works.
Yeah.
And if we have it set up correctly, the format of security hasn't changed in many, many years.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and we're on that one, we're wandering here. That one needs to be agendized somewhere. You know, but we don't want to get too deep in the weeds on that without it, you know, in the director comments.
Okay.
Linda, anything more?
No.
Two things that come to mind I'd like to talk about in the future, especially this that relates back and again to another, I'm sure, to improvements committee or something else. When you look at tree mitigation and you look at water-wise, like we did in item 6, it brings up some stuff going forward, particularly as we get into Riverview and then into subsequent development, is how that relates to the district's view of landscaping in general and what we would recommend to the county going forward on development. Like, you know, how long do we entertain lawns, or do we rely on what the county is now telling us is landscaping and what it should look like? And do we understand what their view of it is? And do we have a view of our own? So at some point, that could go into your little item 4, keeping track of current issues, because I'd really like to have that discussion on the landscaping in this community in the future. And I don't know, I think these webinars kind of highlight that there's a whole different outlook on how this is done now. And I'd like to see if we're consistent with what's being taught in these kinds of seminars and what the county's view of landscaping really is at this point. I want to make sure we understand that. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Anybody else, any more comments from the public or?
Comments, no chats, no hands raised.
Okay, so in that case, we can very efficiently adjourn. Thanks, everybody, and stay safe. See you later.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.